Direct from Studio 2 at Columbia Square in Hollywood, it's Matinee. Oh. Starring Harry Babbitt.
Thank you, George. I'm never too busy to say hello, 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 hello. I'm never too busy to say hello to people I don't even know. I'm never too busy to say good day, good day, good day, good day. I'm never too busy to say good day. I make lots of friends that way. Well, hi, everybody. This is your singing host, Harry Babbitt, with songs, music, games, and prizes for everyone. And I'm never too busy to say hello, hello.
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 Yes, it's Matinee with your singing host, Harry Babbitt. Songs by Marion Morgan and Billy Strange, plus the music of Billy Liebert and the orchestra. Now, here he is, the star of our show, Harry Babbitt. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore for me. And the new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see that gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore for me. And the new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home, sweet home, back to my Indiana home.
A lot of folks are on their way back home in Indiana. Let's all meet Marion Morgan. Here she comes.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mary.
Just do a little song, Billy, huh? Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in a zoo. Why, every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better.
Say, Harry, I've never seen you looking so good. Your vacation must have really agreed with you, boss.
Well, George, it wasn't a vacation so much. I think it was my new rocking chair.
You got a new rocking chair?
Well, no, it's not really a new rocking chair, George. I bought it secondhand from a little old lady in Pasadena.
Oh, I know. A little old lady in Pasadena who never used it much.
That's right. She's off her rocker. Oh, well, I want you to meet a fella now who... No, I won't say that. Billy Strange. Let's meet Bill. Here he is.
Bill! That's it.
I didn't really mean that. Hey, you got something real new here, Bill, haven't you, in the way of
well,
the song?
Well, it's the first time we've done it here on the air, Harry. As a matter of fact, it isn't new. I recorded this, about a year ago on Era Records. If you want to buy one, you could run out and probably find one in your local parts store or your hardware department of, the different markets and things. They sell this all over town except in the record shops. They didn't release this record. They released me and the record Escape. It's called It Wasn't Much of a Town. This was written by a good friend of Billy Liebert and mine, Hal Blair. And it's a real pretty song, so we'll try it one time and see what they think about it.
It wasn't much of a town, just one main street and a store or two, a fishing lodge with an ocean view. I didn't want people around. It wasn't much of a place. The houses leaned just like all the trees, like my heart leaned on the memories that I'd gone there to erase. Then suddenly I saw her eyes and lips that would tempt to say, and when she looked at me, I knew I'd found what an artist tries to paint. There's nothing there to be found if you go through. It is just a blur, 'cause she's with me, and outside of her, it wasn't much of a town. There's nothing there to be found if you go through. It is just a blur, 'cause she's with me, and outside of her, it wasn't much of a town. It wasn't much of a town.
Real good, Bill. I'm going right out and buy a record. That's real fine. Billy Strange in Much of a Town. Yeah, we're going to listen to Marion Morgan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the wolves are barking this afternoon because Marion's here with some very nice mail. She's our mail girl on Matinee. What do you got, Mary?
Well, today, Harry, we have a letter from Mrs. Halliday of Hollywood, California. And Mrs. Halliday sent us a poem that I think the June brides this year that had to learn how to cook will especially like. It's called Nothing Suited Him. It goes like this. He came to dinner and said, "Now, hun," through a discontented frown, "the potatoes and steak are underdone and the bread is baked too brown. The pie tastes sour, the pudding's too sweet, and the salad is much too tart. The soup is greasy and the coffee strong. This meal makes me sick at heart. I wish you could taste the bread and pies I've seen my mother make. And it would do you so much good just to look at a slice of her cake. Said the smiling wife, I'll improve with age, but now I'm just a beginner. But your mother stopped by to see me today, and I got her to cook this dinner.
Gift for Mrs. Holliday for sending us that poem.
Let's hear something real good. Now, I want you to hear the best arrangement you've ever heard of the song Volare, you know, blue painted on blue. Here it is with Billy Liebert and the band. Come on, fellas.
And Volare, and they're quite a bunch of musicians. I heard them talking last evening. Of course, they weren't talking about songs like Volare. They were talking about very serious music. All the guys in the band were.
Serious?
Oh, yeah. They were talking about Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky. And finally, somebody came up to Larry Tyson and said, tell me, Larry, what do you think of Beethoven's Fifth?
What'd he say?
He says, I don't care whose name is on the label. Pour me a drink. And now it's time to present Laugh Out. Laugh-outs are funny jokes that are sent in by our listeners, and they're dramatized by the matinee players.
Right, George. Now, our first laugh-out today is from Mrs. Tom Quatty. I guess you'd pronounce it Tom Quatty, of Los Angeles.
The scene is in the living room of a typical American home. A typical American man and wife are having a typical conversation when suddenly the husband gets tired of it all.
I'm bored.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, why don't we go out this evening and have some fun, huh?
Well, you finally said something that makes some sense.
Okay, let's go.
All right, but leave the door unlocked if you get home before I do.
Oh.
Well, for sending us that laugh out, we have a gift for Mrs. Quatty. Next laugh out is from Mary Fontaine of Inglewood. It's about a policeman who pushed his way through a milling crowd near a telephone booth and found one man sitting on the pavement nursing a bloody nose and another man standing over him rubbing his bruised knuckles. The policeman speaks.
Did you hit this man?
Yes, I did. You see, I was in the telephone booth talking to my girl, and this guy opened the door and dragged me out.
And you lost your temper?
Well, not right then. But, boy, I sure did when he went back to the telephone booth and dragged my girl out, too.
Well, sending us that laugh out, we have a gift for Mary Fontaine. Our thanks to Anita Allen of San Diego for a laugh out about a very pretty young widow who came to the door of her house and called out to little Bobby, her next-door neighbor, who was playing in the yard.
Bobby! Yes, ma'am?
Bobby, I've ordered some things from the store, but I can't leave the house right now. Would you go for me?
Well, I can't right now, but I'm sure my daddy will.
Oh, I wouldn't ask him to do that.
Well, he'd be glad to, ma'am. He said he could go for you any day.
Okay, now, Earl Rollins of Los Angeles has a laugh out for us about a hillbilly who came to town carrying a jug of liquor in one hand and a shotgun in the other. He stopped a stranger and said,
"There, friend, have a drink out of my jug."
No, thank you. I don't drink, you see.
You see this shotgun? It's pointed straight at your head. Now you drink.
Well, if you put it that way, okay. Wow, that whiskey is awful.
Ain't it, though? Now you hold the gun on me while I take a swig.
Boy, are we going to have fun now, because it's time to play Stump the Expert. This is a real cute little game we play here on the show. We get some of the people from our studio audience to play the game with us. We have three lovely ladies we picked, and we're going to talk to them in just a minute. And the idea is that they give us the title of a song, and from hearing that title, our experts are to get the melody. That's all they have. That's the only hint they have is the title, and we are to guess the melody. Now, let's see, our first contestant is...
Kay Malone.
And where are you from, Kay?
L.A., California.
From Los Angeles?
That's right.
Gee whiz, did somebody drag you down here today?
No, I love to come out to Hollywood. I don't think there's a nicer place in all the world.
There you are. Well, I'll tell you, we don't get many people here on the show from Los Angeles because at this time of year, when we have all the tourists, most of our guests are from out of town, but it's nice to have somebody from Los Angeles.
Well, then I'm just different.
And what do you do here, Kay?
I work here, waitress work.
Is that right? Can you tell us where you work? We'll come down and
have
dinner with you.
I'm not working at present.
Oh, what a job, huh?
That's right. But I mean, when I am, that's what I do.
Well, good for you.
And I expect to be very shortly.
Well, good.
But I'm taking advantage of the open space in between.
That's the way to do it. Well, Kay, now, the idea of this game, as I mentioned, is that you give us the title of a song, and from that title, we get the melody, we hope. And we only have 15 seconds in which to get the melody. So we'll start the clock right now, and you give us the title.
When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Anybody want to try it? Who'll take a chance? Bill Strange.
Okay.
When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Well, Kay, aren't you glad you asked for that one?
I thought for a minute nobody was going to get it, but I never win.
Well, you win anyway. You can't lose on this show.
Pick a sticker.
Sure. Really?
I did.
Would you have sung it for us if you'd...
That will be the day.
Yeah, really? Well, we've got a gift for you anyway, Kay. You can't lose here.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Sure, okay.
And I thank you.
See, you didn't lose after all, did you?
Well, I didn't mean that way. I meant that I would pick a song. I wasn't thinking of the commercial end of it.
Well, I tell you, it's hard to stump this guy Strange. He knows them all, and Liebert and the gang. They're real tough. Let's move along now to your name, please.
Judy Fortunati.
Fortunati, that's a good Italian name, isn't it? Oh. Judy, where are you from?
Sacramento.
And you're down here just having a little fun?
Just down on business.
Oh, look out. This is a big word. What kind of business?
Well, I brought my mother down to the hospital.
Oh, well, that's not very... How's she doing?
Oh, fine.
Good. Well, I hope your treatments are very successful, and both of you, and I hope you'll come back and see us the next time you're in town. Okay?
Certainly will.
All right, give us the title of your song, Judy.
Takes Two to Make a Bargain.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Two to Make a Bargain? Takes Two to Tango. Takes Two to Tango. Now, that won't do, will it?
That's it.
Oh, boy, we've been stumped. That means our 15 seconds are up. I forgot to tell you, Judy, that anybody here on the stage who stumps the experts has to sing the song.
Oh.
Think you can do that?
Well, I can try.
All right, let's have it. What's the name of it again?
Takes Two to Make a Bargain.
All right, here we go.
I've got certain plans for a place that you need pots and pans for. Takes two to make a bargain. Oh, what's the answer, baby? Oh, what do girls wear veils for? And what do men wear suits with tails for? Takes two to make a bargain. Oh, what's the verdict, baby? Sign on the dotted line, as if the party of the first heart, party of the second heart, you'll agree to be mine. With Cupid as our pilot, oh, I would like to middle island. Take two to make a bargain. Come on, let's make. How's about it? How's about it, baby?
All right, you're welcome to the stage now. That good?
Huh?
You proud of her, Mom? That was real good, wasn't it? I remember that song now. All of a sudden, I think the band kind of remembered. That goes back, 15, 20 years,
oh,
I guess.
36, 37.
Really? That old? All right, Judy, we have two gifts for you because you stumped the experts. Okay, Judy, thank you. That's for you. And let's move right along. Now, we have to hurry because we got one more guest. And your name, please?
Dorothy Armstrong.
Where are you from, Dorothy?
Originally from Rock Island, Illinois, and now from Anaheim.
We all know where Rock Island is, don't we? The Rock Island line goes right through there. Sure. And you're living in Anaheim now? All right. Would you give us the title of your song?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. I think most of us know that, don't we? Sure. Yeah. Uh-oh, this is George's favorite song.
Ready? Go ahead.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Cross my heart. I love you. All the bells in the steeple are ready to ring, and all the people are buying pretty presents just for you. Mary Lou, won't you give your promise to? Why, 4 miles around they're waiting to start their celebrating. When you say I do, Mary, Mary Lou.
Mary, don't run away. Dorothy Armstrong, you are a real hero. This guy has been waiting 4 years for that opportunity. You see, he laid it right in his lap. Oh, that was real good, George. Well, Dorothy, we have a gift for you. Our thanks to you and all three of you for playing Stump the Expert. Bye now. I'll tell you, though, right now we want to call on Marion Morgan with a very beautiful song. I mean, really beautiful. It could be, I guess, dedicated to all our mothers in the audience today. Marion would like to sing I Remember Mama.
Thank you, Harry.
I remember Mama so well. Golden a bell. the bedtime story she tells, sang lullabies till my sleepy eyes would close. She had worries, how well I know it, maybe more than you and I. There were tears, but she'd never show it. Guess that angels never cry, never cry. Sometimes when my dreams would go astray, she would hold me in her arms and say, "Don't worry, my darling, don't worry." Time may dim my memories, and yet I can never, never forget. I remember Mama, I remember her.
Settle for Thursday? All right, because we'll all be back. We'll have the whole gang, George and Marion and the band and everybody. Wish you'd come down and see us, too. Bye now.
Matinee came to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.